AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. If you're going to California anytime soon, you may want to take along a case of bottled water. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports the governor is ordering mandatory water restrictions.
Jerry Brown is telling the State Water Resources Control Board water usage must be cut by 25% compared to 2013 levels.
It's a different world. We have to act differently. And that's why I'm here, not only to send the message, but to signal this new executive order.
Brown says the drought in California is historic. He used an example of the area in Echo Lake where he was speaking.
We're standing on dry grass, and we should be standing in 5 feet of snow. That's the way it has been.
Snow supplies about a third of California's water. I'm Ed Donahue.
Back on the East Coast, New Jersey's senior senator has been indicted on federal corruption charges. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander reports Bob Menendez is accused of doing political favors for a Florida eye doctor in exchange for what the government claims was $1 million in campaign contributions, gifts, and travel aboard the doctor's luxury jet.
The indictment alleges that in addition to using his office to try to help the doctor with a business dispute in the Dominican Republic and one involving Medicare worth millions of dollars, Menendez allegedly tried to help on a personal level. The government claims Menendez also acted to support the tourist and student visa applications of three of the doctor's girlfriends, and that his efforts on behalf of the doctor included meeting with a cabinet secretary, contacting an ambassador, as well as other senators.
Menendez vows he'll be vindicated. Negotiators have gone into double overtime in Switzerland in an effort to reach a framework for an accord to cap Iran's nuclear capability. This is AP Radio News. About 300 workers have been evacuated from a burning oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico, where four workers were killed and 16 others injured today.
Workers who evacuated recounted their co-workers jumping into the Gulf of Mexico just because of the panic that this blaze caused.
AP correspondent Mark Stevenson reports fire crews are still trying to put out the blaze. Seattle's minimum wage rose to $15 an hour today.
Our nation works best when we field a full team. Our nation works best when our prosperity is shared by everyone and not simply a few.
Labor Secretary Thomas Perez was joined by Seattle Mayor Ed Murray in welcoming the new minimum wage.
It will benefit tens of thousands of workers across this city who work hard but have trouble keeping a roof over their head and food on the table.
I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.